Sometimes good news can be wrapped in bad news. Maybe that's what happens when you grow up. How does that saying go? Oh yeah, more money, more problems.
This is Dr. Baker calling from Helix Therapy about the Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Group.
I think you have the wrong number.
For Josephine Anderson? Is this Josephine Anderson?
Yeah.
I haven't met a single person who enjoys this part of the process. So you were really not alone. I get nervous too, meeting someone new who I think I should impress.
Oh. Okay.
Is your Aunt Helena around?
Yeah, one second. It's the folks from Helix?
You're kidding. I thought they were full for the year. Hey, Dr. Baker, this is H. I thought you were all full for the year.
I wanted to share some good news. We have an opening, and I think Josephine would be an excellent fit for the group.
Wait, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, that's incredible.
So you're interested in the spot?
What do I have to do?
Your insurance doesn't cover this kind of therapy. All we will need is a deposit of... by the end of the week to secure your spot. Would that work for you?
That's a lot of money.
Yes, because of how expansive the program is. 5 meetings a week, 3 group therapy sessions, and 2 private sessions. It's all part of our comprehensive effort to make sure you feel supported as you find out what tools work for you.
Is there a payment plan option?
Unfortunately, due to the demand for this program, we cannot offer payment plans.
Or some sort of scholarship, maybe.
The program is already at a reduced price. For this kind of care, it's upwards of... to... a week.
Shit. I mean, sorry. Wow. Okay. This was everything you needed, Jojo. An opportunity. A chance for you to learn about yourself in a way that I could not teach. I couldn't give that up. You know what? She'll do it. She'll sign up.
Excellent. I'll email you over the forms. Her mother will also have to sign.
No problem. I'll be the point of contact, though. I'll pay for it. I need to figure out some finances, but I should be able to secure JoJo's spot.
I will need the deposit by Friday at the absolute latest if JoJo can join us.
Sorry for keeping you waiting. It was a pleasant surprise when Aaron said you were on the line.
Yes, I just wanted to follow up on our conversation. Is the offer still on the table?
Of course. Anything for you. I'll have my assistant send you over the contract later this week.
Well, can I do something today?
Today? Absolutely. Even better, actually. I can send you a boilerplate agreement now, and if you want to look it over, get it back to me.
Well, is there any way to get some sort of advance payment? That bonus, as soon as possible?
How soon?
Like, in 3 days.
That's a very fast turturound.
Well, just please,
You know what? For you, I can make something work. There goes the contract. Take a look, make sure everything is square.
The terms of this agreement state that Helena Anderson, creator, hereby grants Liberate the exclusive rights to Heth, the scope of which is defined in Section 10B. Creator shall not authorize the production of any other work under brand with anyone other than Liberate until such time as all of Liberate's rights here under have expired. Liberate has full control over distribution, licensing, materiality, and department of the National Contract. I should have taken a better look. I should have read what I was giving up. In my mind, I thought, two birds, one stone. Like he said, it all looks so standard.
What does this mean? Full distribution, licensing, and ancillary material that...
Look, if you need more time, take it. But it's all very basic legalese that our lawyers make us go through. Fancy ways of saying, let's not be jerks to each other, you know?
Okay, yeah. This was the push I needed to expand my work. This was the universe telling me it was time to share myself, my art, my worth, with a wider audience. I could reach the people I have always wanted. Liberate could help me with the editing and press and the stupid app and my schedules and all the things that would suck up my time so I could just create. How could I ever say no to that? Was I ever really going to? And I needed the money.
You give this back to me within the hour. I can have you paid by Thursday.
signed and sent back.
Wow. Efficient. I like it. I'll make sure this is processed right away.
Thank you, Mr. Kane.
Please. Call me Matt.
Just because you're paying for this therapy doesn't mean you're suddenly JoJo's mom.
I didn't say that.
She's allowed to do this because I gave permission.
Okay.
It's a lot of money. You know I don't mean to pry, but how did you...
I sold some of my creative work.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, H. I'm proud of you, really.
Thanks. Everything was happening all at once. Good news all around. I felt like maybe I could be one of those people the good things could happen to. You know, those people who always seem to win the raffle. You know, the ones who just exude that natural just luckiness. I knew that this timing could not have been more perfect. I was the lucky one. Me. Finally.
So, are you going to tell me what happened, or do I have to guess?
What do you mean?
You sound so happy. I wish I could just bottle up this joy and keep it forever.
Luckily, it's only one click away on your phone.
Ugh, you know what I mean.
I just feel like when I'm in the booth, well, booth is a very generous word to call it. It's really just my closet. But when I'm in there and shut off from the world and I'm only listening to myself, it's like, I don't know, clarity. And now I feel like I can do what I want seriously for once. My creation, my art.
You have accessed your pleasure.
It's like suddenly everything I've worked for has been for this moment, that I can just live in a space of creation for as long as I want.
It must feel so good to finally be recognized for the talent you are.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a lot is happening at the same time.
Like what?
Well, someone I really care about needs medical help, and then I got this opportunity to pay for that and to give me the life I've always dreamed of. I feel free, hopeful, optimistic. But instead, I say, I feel like I can be my full artistic self.
Are you gonna speak in vague platitudes forever?
Okay, fine. I'll admit it. I just signed the deal of a lifetime with this company called Librate. They want to take my stuff, and I feel like for the first time, all of my problems might actually have solutions.
H, that's incredible.
I know.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I mean, you're basically the only one I can talk to about this. Well, really talk to about this. And
let me take you out. You're about to take your career to the next level anyway. Soon, everyone will know who you are, who you really are. Let me be the first.
You know what? Yes. Yes, I will. Say when and where, and I'll be there to celebrate.
Friday?
That's the launch day.
I always have perfect timing.
Dressed up?
Yeah, I'm going out. Celebrate.
I thought JoJo and I were the only two in your social circle.
Well, you're one to talk. All you do is hang out with near-dead people.
Mm-hmm. I also have a very beautiful plot in the community garden. are you recording this?
Oh, I wanted to get some ambient sounds. Don't worry, I won't do anything with our conversation.
You know how I feel about that stuff. I don't know how exciting it is to hear me going to work.
I think of it like little time capsules, you know?
Oh, well, make a time capsule of JoJo so she stops growing up. I can't believe she's going to college soon.
Self-reflection is hard. It requires me to step outside of myself and look back. It almost feels destructive. Peeling apart the layers that make me human. Poking at the mistakes. Wondering, have I done enough? Am I enough? I don't know. So, let's do something. Stand up.
hovers above your head. Feel how high you can reach. Stretch your fingers so far they hurt. Now stop. Take those hands, those same hands that have hugged, that have felt, that have pleasured, that have created, and wrap them around yourself. Give yourself that love. Surround yourself in it. Because it is what you deserve. It takes only a second for a life to change. For me, probably a couple of hours. I didn't even know. I was too busy reveling in my new life that I did not know what was going on behind my cell phone. What was happening to me, to my name.
It's been 4 days since @Heth last posted. Twitterverse, are they all right?
@YolandaLove, @Heth, missed our weekly phone session.
Have you seen this?
Something must be going on. Give @Heth some time.
I can't find any of their stuff online anymore. It's all behind a paywall.
I knew about Heth before they sold out.
It could be some sort of family emergency.
What a sellout.
What a sellout.
Sellout.
You think you know someone when really they're just like everyone else.
Get ready for the roast at @Heth. You've lived off our backs for so long. I guess we weren't good enough.
Well, shit. This is not who I am. Jojo, I promise you.
You have been listening to episode 4 of Pleasure Machine. This episode was directed by Tara Elliott
and written by Phaedra Michelle Scott,
with contributions from Diane Xavier and Maitru Hafdali.
Pleasure Machine is conceived by writers Diane Xavier,
Phaedra Michelle Scott,
and Maitru Hafdali,
and director Tara Elliott,
in collaboration with creative producer Emma Orme.
Star Busby voices the role of H,
Portia the role of Val,
Amara Brady the role of Jojo,
Jasmine Walker the role of Xena,
and Adam Harrington the role of Kane.
Additional roles voiced by Sagan Chen,
Eric Lockley,
Peter McNally,
Susan Lee,
Emma Orme,
and Akia Wilson.
Our sound team is the brilliant Uptown Works, with engineering, editing, design, mix, and additional music by Daniela Hart,
Bailey Trierweiler,
and Noelle Nichols.
Original music for Pleasure Machine was composed by Star Busby,
with additional music from Hyperion Drive.
Pleasure Machine is produced by Colt Core
in association with Emma Orme
and Tara Elliott.
That's us. Our associate producer and writer's room coordinator is Al Parker.
Our marketing director is Mariama Dahir.
Our artwork was created by Lauren Maturka.
And Nicole Hill was our story consultant, with early dramaturgical help from Ivan E.
Pleasure Machine was made possible by the Venturous Theater Fund of the Tides Foundation.
And by a NISCO Restart grant.
With major support from Ashley Garrett.
Special thanks to Erica Rothstein,
Bailey Williams,
Vanessa Garcia,
Alexis Roblin,
Marissa Preffer,
Pioneer Works,
Project Parlor,
Ethan Woods,
Alice Tolan Me,
Zia Lawrence,
Matthew Cohn,
Catherine George,
Tanya Everett,
and Sophie Garay.
This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. This is Emma.
And this is Tara.
Thank you so much for listening.